The Board of Trustees at Gallaudet University in Washington has called an emergency meeting on Sunday to decide whether to tell its new president to step aside. Jane Fernandez was named president of the nation's leading liberal arts school for the deaf back in May. She used to be the school's provost. There's been growing outcry about her appointment, and last night we heard from the protesters. Today, we hear from the object of their anger in this report from NPR's Joseph Shapiro.
At the black iron gates to campus, protesters have hoisted a mocking effigy of Jane Fernandez. And when the deaf woman, chosen to become the school's next president, drives on the campus, protesters jeer her and bang on her car. So why, with all of that anger, would Jane Fernandez still want to be president of Gallaudet?
I want to become president, and I will be president, because I care very deeply about deaf education.
Fernandez signs as an interpreter speaks. Some protesters don't trust her because as a child, she learned to speak and read lips. Fernandez says when she did learn sign language at the age of 23, it was a breakthrough. And that's why she wants to be Gallaudet president, to help more students discover the richness of deaf culture.
I had to work very hard to learn everything that I did learn. I did not have the services and the accommodations that deaf students have now in their schooling. And I believe that deaf people deserve the best education that we can provide them. It's my deep commitment to deaf people, which is the reason why I will be president of Gallaudet.
Whether she will become president, the job she's supposed to take on January 2nd, is up to the Board of Trustees. They chose her last May. They've issued strong support for her ever since. But now they've called an emergency meeting for Sunday. And speculation on campus is they wouldn't do that unless there was growing sentiment to tell her to step aside. Brenda Jo Brueggemann is the acting head of the Board of Trustees. She still supports Fernandez, and she explains why she and the other trustees chose Fernandez last spring.
She was the most qualified candidate. A university president is not a popularity contest. It's not an easy job. It's one of the hardest jobs in the country.
Brueggemann says if Fernandez is forced to resign because it's the only way to stop the protest, then that would undermine decision-making at Gallaudet for years to come.
I don't know how, if she were to step down, we would ever be able to appoint a president. If, in fact, a group of protesters can control the decision, then that means you don't even have a process in place that would guarantee that you could do it again.
One-on-one, Fernandez is personable. She's got a vision for the future of a diverse Gallaudet with higher academic achievement. But she's made lots of enemies since she arrived as an administrator more than a decade ago. She shook up departments, sometimes pushing out longtime staff members. Many coworkers say she's cold, distant, and autocratic. Students say she's scolding, paternalistic, and doesn't listen. Still, a lot of college presidents are not warm and fuzzy. Fernandez thinks some of the opposition to her is just old-fashioned sexism.
I'm sure that if I was a man, they would say, oh, he's a tough leader making hard decisions. And if I were a man, they would say, oh, he's obviously very busy, so he doesn't have time to, you know, be smiling all the time and talking with every person on the campus. Because I'm a woman, I'm sure that some of this does involve gender discrimination issues.
But that's not all she's got to deal with. A majority of the faculty voted for a resolution calling on her to resign, and students keep taking over buildings and blocking most of the gates to the campus. Fernandez says she's prepared to be president and always see protesters outside her office window. But members of the Board of Trustees will have to decide if that's the future they want for Gallaudet. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
And you can read varying perspectives on the Gallaudet controversy. There's a sampling of opinion from the blogosphere at our website, npr.org.